Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, because we got our good buddy Doug Barry back on the show. You know, folks, and by the way, Doug's with the Department of Commerce's U.S. Commercial Services Division. And Doug's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. And as you know, I have been talking to you for all of the 12 years I've been doing this show about getting your education started on exporting. Just, you know, you don't have to become an exporter overnight. Let's just get the education going, and that's what we've been doing here on this show with people like Doug. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim, and it's a pleasure to be talking to the Cyber King today. That's another award,
yes,
that you've received?
Well, it's self-anointed.
Does that mean I'm the court jester?
No. That means you're one of my courtiers. My courtiers, whatever the term is. Anyway, you're actually the emperor of exporting. See, how about that? See, I can come up with these titles all, you know, easy, no problem. You're the emperor of export. That's the new. We're gonna have to write that. Let me make a note of that. Doug Barry, the emperor of exporting. Okay, so you know, Doug, next week is my 12th anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. And if there's one theme that I have tried to, there have been many themes that I've tried to weave into my programming. We've done a lot of programming to help women and minorities develop their businesses. We've done a lot of programming, besides the fundamentals, we've got a lot of programming on public policy issues that help small business. We've got a lot of programming on you know, technology and using the internet. But one of the themes that we try to maintain, and we've done this on a lot of different levels, is in exporting. And you've been helping us. You've been an abiding presence, an abiding resource for us over all these years to help us understand more about exporting. And I still remind people about the stories that I have of people, of companies, small businesses, that started doing exporting, and the year came when their other business, their local business, you know, went down significantly, and their international trade literally saved their bacon that year.
Yes, that's right.
And yeah, I have stories like that. I know you do too.
Lots of stories, and it's always a pleasure to get up every day with the idea of helping these companies.
Yeah.
And I've never had a boring day at the office. It's so exciting,
mm-hmm,
to talk to these companies. And, you know, yes, I think it was Friday, I talked to one company. They're out in the West, and they make customized bamboo fly rods.
Wow. They're
things of beauty. They really are.
I
looked at their website after I finished talking to
them.
Not
inexpensive either.
No. In fact, this particular shipment was a couple of $1,000s. It was several rods, not just one, going to some fly fishermen in the United Kingdom. But as you said, their bacon, certainly, if not saved, has been enhanced appreciably by the number of international sales that they've had during these last tough year and a half and so.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because of the work that you guys do in putting good people together, and because of the efficiencies of the internet, where they can communicate back and forth, and because of organizations like Ex-Im Bank, which I by the way, I interviewed the president of Ex-Im Bank, and I'm so upset at myself, I'll think of his name in a minute, but because he's an old friend of mine, I just lost it for a second. I was thinking of Ex-Im, but Ex-Im Bank helps these people to get the financing squared away, to make sure that they get their money when they do business overseas.
Yes, and they've got some great programs,
right,
especially for small businesses now, who can borrow money to finance the transaction. And it's at a very low rate, and they're one of the few banks that actually, you know, they are willing To loan today.
Right,
so
right.
And
by the way, it's Fred Hochberg is the man's name.
Right.
I just remembered. Fred's an old friend of ours. But anyway, so there's so many resources out there, so many different ways of making this happen. There's so many different ways of making sure when you actually get the process started and you start the process going, and you get used to some of the different things that are involved, it just becomes like any other transaction after a while, doesn't it?
That's right. And, you know, one of the most frequently asked questions that I get is, do you need a license?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people mistakenly feel that they need some special credential to get into this business. And the fact is, most companies and things that they produce do not need a license. I think something
right.
like 98%
right.
of all goods that go out of the United States do not need a license.
Hold on to that thought, Doug. Quick break. Right back with Doug Barry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. It is a 12-year-old website, folks. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something you can do there to read, ask questions, get answers, listen to thousands, any one of thousands of interviews, thousands of articles, and we have a search engine there that will help you find what you need by category, by resource, by name, by date. We got all kinds of stuff there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Doug Barry is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Doug Barry is the Director of Marketing and Communications at the U.S. Commercial Services, a division of the Department of Commerce. And Doug is our small business export expert here on the Brain Trust. We call him the Emperor of Exporting. And that's your new title, Doug. So Doug, you know, I really want to talk about this idea. You were talking about licensing as we went to the break. Folks, when you think about your most sophisticated transaction, now, if you've got a restaurant, you know, okay, maybe that's going to be harder for you to export unless you come up with something that you want to, a recipe that you make. I know a lot of restaurant owners, Doug, who came up with a salsa or a salad dressing or something else, you know, that they could bottle, and they're selling that all over the place. That happens.
Sure, and don't forget franchising. If you've got a good restaurant,
there you go.
There you
go. But think of the most complex, sophisticated transaction you have with your customers right now in the United States. And if you like that business, and you probably do, even though maybe a little more involved, that's probably not much more of a transaction sophistication than you would have doing business in Europe or Asia. What do you think, Doug?
I think that's true, and I think, as I said, you don't need licenses for the most part unless you have some very sophisticated technology or something that could be used for military as well as civilian
right.
purposes. But most of the stuff last week that I was handling, one company in the Boston area had come up with a surveillance system, and it's comprised of video cameras and monitors and some other things. But the special part of this is that this company can actually monitor the cameras from its headquarters in Boston,
mm-hmm.
even though the client is in the United Kingdom.
Right.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So pretty nifty, pretty neat business concept. And unfortunately, the surveillance business is huge these days and likely to get even bigger.
Right.
So that company is in a sweet spot. And then I seem to be getting a lot of calls last week or companies that are making food supplements, a.k.a. vitamins,
mm-hmm.
and they all seem to be in the Los Angeles area, so there's something peculiar there where you can't throw an empty vitamin bottle without hitting somebody making supplements. I guess they like that stuff out
yeah,
in the West Coast.
I guess so,
they
yeah.
eat food, they eat vitamin, food supplements.
Well, the land of the fruits and nuts, that's what they do out there.
But those
just kidding,
great.
California. I love you.
And then there was another company that called me, and they were selling these enormous gears that are now used in the wind turbines.
Right.
And they made other kind of gears for the oil industry, and found that they could make the transition to making these huge things. And now they have a great business.
And these are American small businesses.
Yes.
And some of them are manufacturers, but some of them are not. I mean, of course, and of course, you know, another thing is not just things you can hold. I mean, there's intellectual property that's being exported.
That's right. And some fairly simple concepts, but they have some special feature to them. Like a woman I talked to, it's a home-based business, but it's growing rapidly. She makes customized scrapbooks, and she's selling them all over the world now.
Wow.
And not
how are you guys helping her with that?
Well, she needed to know a couple of things. She needed to know
This is a tiny, small, home-based business, right?
It's a home-based business, but it's grown by leaps and bounds. And she makes, these beautiful, customized pages that are made out of a special paper. And I guess scrapbooking is sort of a big thing these days.
It is.
I went the other day to a community center near where I live, and there was a club comprised mainly of women, but some men too.
Yeah.
And they were they call it scrapping or scrapbooking or
yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know what the term
is. My daughter loves that stuff.
And so businesses have been created around that hobby, and this one now has an international audience. And what she needed to know is what are the duties and taxes that are imposed by the government of the country where that scrapbook product is going.
Are there duties and taxes?
Yes, there are.
Have a trade relationship.
We have trade relationships with more than 100 countries around the world.
Yeah.
But in this case, unlike Mexico and Canada, where if it's an American-made product, it goes in duty-free because of the North America Free Trade Agreement.
Right.
So we give a lot of advice on the duty and taxes for those two places. There are no duties if the product is made mainly in the United States.
And you're able to tell her how to price her product so she still makes the same margin after the duties and taxes.
Well, and that's a very important part of this, Jim, because a lot of U.S. companies start out not knowing that there are duties and taxes imposed. And when you ship by FedEx or UPS or USPS, those companies will pay the taxes and tariffs for you, but then they'll bill you unless they're told that it's the buyer who's paying for it.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 10 till, right back with Doug Berry. And by the way, Doug, around here we ship by FedEx. I didn't know if you know that or not.
Well, that's a surprise.
Stand by. Here we go, folks. We're back at 7 till. Little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 7 until the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the small business advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Berry, the emperor of exporting. He's with the Department of Commerce's U.S. Commercial Services Division. We're talking about exporting. And Doug, give us a couple of... You told us we don't have to have a license.
Right.
I've told you that, folks, that you got EXIM Bank lined up. And when Fred Hochberg was on here, Doug, he told us about so many things that I didn't know about EXIM Bank. Not only will they help you clear the money so that you get your money, so to make sure that you get your money if they're involved in the transaction, but and not only will they give the exporter, the small business, the U.S. small business owner, a loan for raw materials to produce this before they get their money. Not only would they do that, but they'll give the customer a loan on the other end and give them terms, Doug.
That's right, and very generous terms.
Yeah.
Which then help the U.S. company compete against competitors in other countries.
So here's the thing, folks. You got U.S. companies, the U.S. customers, you're trying like crazy to get their business. Is anybody locally saying, coming to you, knocking on your door, saying, hey, Jim, let me loan you the money to buy materials to serve that customer. And by the way, I'm going to contact your customer here in your state and give him a loan to buy the stuff from you. I don't see that happening in the United States.
No, it doesn't. So we've got the licensing issue taken care of. Now we know where to get money for financing the transaction. We also know now that most countries charge some kind of duty and some kind of value-added tax.
Which is a known number you can add into your deal.
A known number. We can tell you what that is.
No surprises.
Different for different products, but we can tell you. You call us 1-800-USA-TRADE anytime during the week, and we will tell you what the duties and taxes are for the country and the item that you're selling.
Also export.gov.
Also export.gov. The information is there, too. We also have a new series of online videos that walk people through how to fill out these documents. They're not that difficult, but the videos are very helpful in walking you through step by step. So what's the excuse?
Yeah, exactly. Where are you stuck, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you know, and again, some people, you know, that part may seem like to some people that's the hard part. In a lot of ways, I could see where a lot of people would think, well, that's the hard part. But in truth, the hard part is, what do I export? Now, for some companies, that's a piece of cake because they say, well, I got products to sell, and I'll just be happy. You know, I sell them. It's a business-to-business transaction. I make things, and I want people to buy them. Could be food, could be technology, could be equipment, whatever, clothes, whatever. Could be technology, could be intellectual property. But for a lot of businesses out there, you know, they can't imagine what would I export. But folks, just think about it. I mean, I still love your story that you told us a while back, Doug, of the Tennessee salsa company that their biggest customer was supermarkets in Mexico.
That's right. Yes, the things that you think there would be no market for, there's a market for.
Yeah.
All you have to do is give us a ring. Jim, they can call you for that.
That's exactly right.
They
know how to find me. We'll hook you up. Absolutely. But, you know, there's another thing that I want to come back to, Doug, that you talked to us about once before, and this is the video conferencing capability at your U.S. Commercial Services offices around the country, where you guys hook up the seller in the United States with the prospective buyer in other countries.
That's right.
Face-to-face.
Mainly for the cost of the telephone call, which most of us can afford.
Yeah.
And that's the other part of it is, if you don't have a buyer now, we can help find you one, just like Ex-Im Bank can provide you the credit and your buyer the credit. We can find the buyer for you, and then there's the financing package. Then we can figure out how much it costs to get your good to the front door of the buyer, and so you'll know how to price your product.
Do you feel your hand being held here, folks? You feel somebody reaching out and taking your hand and holding your hand as we lead you along? And this, folks, this is real stuff. This is happening all the time. I hope you're thinking about this. You know, I'll tell you something else, Doug. If there are people out there who are thinking about going into business, starting a business, you know, finding out where something is not being served, doing the research on a product that may not be being, you know, the opportunity may not be being taken advantage of, maybe that's a good opportunity.
Well, it is. And every week I get calls from people who are born in another country but are citizens here now, and they have connections back in old homeland.
Absolutely.
And they're looking to sell American products into mm-hmm. those markets. And they did not create that business.
Right.
They don't make the stuff, but
Doug,
it's middlemen.
I got to wrap it up. Sorry about that, Emperor. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
All right, King. I appreciate it.
Doug Berry, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.